pardoned, forgiven.
আপনি
না দেয় তো ওকে পাঠিয়ে দেন,
ক্যান গিভ ইন মাই নেম জি এস বিদ্যানন্দ, বাট অল দি ডিসাইপলস রোট বিফোর, বাট দ্যাট কল্পবৃক্ষ নট নো.
Yeah. Patamitra. Mm. Yes.
So the Vedas were written by Srila Vyasadeva. And but actually the Vedas
are not written by Vyasadeva. Uh-huh. It's compiled by him.
So he has divided the Vedas into four.
Yes.
So does he do this in every Kali Yuga?
Every
Kali Yuga, is there an incarnation of Vyas to divide the Vedas?
He's asking, does Vyasadeva appear in every Kali Yuga, and does he divide the Vedas into four sections?
Yes.
He does.
Yes.
That's his question.
Dwapar Yuga, not Kali. And it leaves the whole Yuga. Vidhu Dvaipayana, Adhitavam Dwapar Adhu, Sukadev says, O Parikshit Maharaj, you are a bona fide listener. So I shall say to you that great Puran Bhagavatam, which I read from my dear father, beloved father, before Kali, that is in Dwapara Adhu. Adhitavam Dwapara Adhu Pitur Dvaipayanadaham, in the last point of Dwapara Yuga. I read it from my father. I got it. And that great theistic conception, career Bhagavatam, I shall offer to you. You are very bona fide and a good disciple, listener, receiver, recipient. You can understand and you can accept. You can utilize, you can practice those high teachings. So you are the fittest person for giving that sort of high standard of knowledge. You are considered or conceived by the human section. Mahapaurushiku bhavam. You are a great qualified receiver of revealed truth of Bhagavata. So I shall deliver it here to you now.
Vedas are non-different from Krishna. Why do they contain mostly ritualistic Karma Kanda writing instead of the direct?
What do you say?
He says if the Vedas are the personification of Krishna, then why do they contain so many karma kanda or fruit of activities in them?
Just as in a man, there is this nail, this hair, something like. That is because there is Maya accommodated in Krishna. He is Advaigam, all unifying principle. So everything will have some place in him, direct, indirect. And also mixed. Direct, indirect means tatastha. So because there is misconception, and to bring one from misconception to proper conception, some midway steps necessary. So they are engaged in full exploitation, then exploitation must be decreased, and gradually renunciation, and from then to come to devotion. In this way, step by step, you are already in the mud. To take you out of the mud, you will have to come a certain person through the mud. Then you can come to the heart solid. Do you follow? Look, Babaya, Nityastha Janti. You are already there in the mud. And if I am to rescue you, you are to take some spaces at least through the mud, and then again decide. So, look, Babaya, Mishamadya Seva, Nityastha Janti, Nahi Tattva Chodhana. The Veda does not say that do this. But because you are in the midst, some modified method to be found, and then through the gradual process, you are to take in on the higher place, step by step. Suppose one is taking intoxication. If he is to be taken out, if you stop wholesale, then there will be great reaction. By minimizing the measure, what is that?
Quantity.
Quantity, you are gradually, smoothly taking him away. In this way.
Also, Maharaj, the Vedas and the where are the Upanishads, what level are they considered compared to the Vedas?
That what level are the Upanishads on in comparison to the Vedas?
Upanishad. Upanishad, nearer approach towards consciousness. From gross exploitation, it is taking towards renunciation of the exploitation. And it suits there, and containing in a small way within that what is dedication, in a suppressed way. It is the higher portion of the Veda. Vaikuntha janito na karmibha parito haripriyatana bhakti jajur gyanina. The gyani is the speculationist. Those that are dealing with knowledge, they hold better position than those that are engrossed in deep karmakanda. That is engaged in the exploitationist. Then, from the exploitation, little better is gyan, knowledge, chetan. from matter, absorbed in matter, material acquisition, and then little indifference to material acquisition, because they are all mortal. Then going up towards knowledge proper to inquire what is what. In this way, they are leaving the intense engagement into the material transaction and seek after something more dealing with consciousness, with knowledge. Then they may get, generally comes to renunciation, and by the grace of the agents of the divine world, of the transcendental world of devotion, they collect something or know something of the positive world and collect Sukriti, and then began their inquiry into the world of dedication. Passing through the line of renunciation, they enter into the land of dedication. This way. The knowledge that consciousness is better than matter. Material engagement is lower than conscious engagement. Consciousness means some search. I'm not satisfied with the material exploitation of energy. Searching something, what is concentrating into the world of consciousness, that is searching, learning. And then they can have a chance of coming in contact with what is dedication. There is another plane where we can live, where the spirit of dedication, that is bhakti, bhajdat. Only by worship, only by loving sacrifice, we can have a life proper. Tatparatena nirmalam, that is working for the center, not for my own interest, not for individual interest, but for the interest of the universal whole represented by the prime cause, the absolute, and the absolute good. We come to understand that absolute good is the main center, and we must work for him, and that is the best thing. Before that, withdrawal from this nasty, selfish attempt of reactionary nature, we are entangled in karmik bhaparitu haripriyataya bhakti yajur gyanino. Sthibha jnana vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtha astata. In this way, the development in our life, we can understand, we can follow, we can achieve Hari.
So Maharaj, can you explain Narada's instruction to Vyas? He says, Jukupsitam Dhammakatena Shesatam.
He told that so long you have dealt with the Vedic mantra only giving your recommendation how to get out of the world of exploitation and come to a liberated stage, that mukti. But after mukti, there is real life. Life proper is after liberation. You have not mentioned in detail or in a very charming way about that. So you have done a great disaster to the ordinary public. Mere renunciation has got no value. Mere liberation has got no value. Because that only to be absorbed in the abscissa of not having any positive life. But there is immense prospect in the positive life, and the whole thing you have not mentioned that, as if at all. A very meager mention that one can neglect easily. A negligible mention in Bhagavad Gita, here or there, a negligent mention. But not an elaborate life of high devotional prospect you have given to the public as yet. So you have done diabolically wrong. Okay.
Nityananda Prabhu.
Jugushitam. What you have done, that is condemnable. Devotee Narada says to Vyasa. Why? not giving any form of positive life, the conception and the hope and prospect of positive life you have not hitherto given to the people. Only withdrawal from the negative side, you have dealt it in details, and not mentioning of the positive thing. So you have done a great mischief to the people. Because if anyone afterwards comes with this fresh news, that is a positive life, the people don't believe it. Oh, you do you know more than Ved of that? Who has given that ocean of scriptural books, so many advices in different way he has been distributed to the world. Do you know more than him? I won't carry you, reject you, won't hear you at all. So you Vedavyas, you will have to give that very same thing, that there is positive life, and that is by dedication to the absolute good. That is real life, and that is beautiful and a very happy life. Very pure, happy and beautiful life. And you have omitted that almost, so done great mischief to the world. Because none will believe if anyone ventures to give it to the people. So you have done wrong. Now I have come to correct. To correct. You will have to give it now. The very sannam, very clue, and to give some real description of that high transcendental dedicated life. You have to give it to the people. So I have come to you, and after giving so much to the people, you don't find peace in your heart, and this is the cause. And I have come to remove that non-peaceful character in your mind, to give you peace. And if you engage yourself in such divine service, you will be peaceful again. So that is the talk there. Om Hari Om. Who is he?
Brahmananda.
Ekanike? Parama.
Mother Naika.
Eh?
Mother Naika. Naika.
Naika, yes. Hari is Vidai Om Hari Om. Vidai. Vidai Om Hari Om. Hare Krishna, Jai Gaur Hari Gaur.
Maharaj?
Yes.
Can you say that the original Vedas, they don't contain much information about Krishna or his pastimes?
Is not found to contain the fruit. A gradual, after development, outcome is fruit. Vedarup Vikha, Vedanta Pushpa, and the Bhagavat Phalam.
Can we say though that that is because his knowledge of Krishna was common knowledge in the beginning of Satyuga, and there was no necessity to...
What do you say?
Can we say that the knowledge of Krishna was common in the Satyuga? Common knowledge.
Commonly known to the people in general.
Commonly known?
Yes.
No.
So, Kajadi Suprajarajan Kala Bhikshanti Sambhava. Clever are the wise persons in Satya Yuga. They want to aspire after a birth in Kali. What do you think about Satya Yuga? It is already passing in a cyclic order. So no speciality in Satya Yuga. It is still like anything, Kali. Only passing so many summer, so many winter. Then, what is the speciality of the summer? The speciality of the winter. But rather we shall learn to value the time according to the theistic development. Then Kali is preferable than Satya Yuga. What is Satya Yuga? It is top tapasya, satya, dhyan. It is a dhyatu, the meditation, internal meditation. That was the important religious function in Satya Yuga. They are simple, truthful, and moral, all these things, and not very fond of luxury, plain living, high thinking. But high thinking cannot give you Krishna consciousness. It must have to come down by Sukriti from the devotees of Krishna. At any time it may come. The honorable guest, a saintly guest may come to your house when the season is bad, rainy season or very winter or very summer. In bad time, saintly guest may come to your house and you can gather something from him. Not in ordinary, normal time, they may come to you as guest. So our standard of counting what is good and bad, that is all false. No value. Taddinam dudinam manne meghachannam naruddinam. There is a poem that when the rainy day is not a very bad day, but the really bad day is that day where we cannot have any discussion about Krishna, about Lord. The standard of good or bad should be changed. When you are engaged with the holy thing, divine thing, that is good, independent of the external environment. both physically and mentally. When living high thinking, but that thinking only about Brahma or Paramatma, not of Krishna, then no pain there. So Kunti Devi, Queen Kunti, wants adverse circumstances in piety, that when we are in deep suffering, our heart in more intense prayerful mood, and that can reach to high standard, to the depth of thing. The deeper will be the quest, the search, if we are pressed by adverse circumstances. The ordinary standard of good or bad is not effective in this plane. Daiti bhadra bhadra gyanasam mano dharma. Ehi bhalo ehi mando ehi sabdham. Everything is false. The conception of our good or bad is all false. So we have to understand what is good or bad in reality. Katha 10.
10 o'clock.
Good or bad, we have to understand a primary teaching in the school of Nirguna, Krishna consciousness. What is good, what is bad. This ordinary world, good or bad, it does not, cannot go there. They're all false, all relative, all local valuation. Local valuation, provincial valuation, does not stand in the case of absolute calculation. They clashed together, they fight together. There is another plane. Vaikuntha nama grahanam, even the name of the Lord must be of transcendental characteristic, not of this mundane type, mundane sound. This is apurad, offense, to think that the physical sound is the spiritual sound, that is an offense. But the spiritual sound can come within the mundane sound, but mundane sound cannot contain spiritual part in it. He is all pervading. That is, he can enter and make can influence matter, handle matter. But matter cannot handle spirit, cannot have any master the movement in spirit. But the spirit can do anything and everything with and over matter. Hare Krishna.
So different descriptions. There are different descriptions of the 10 subject matters of the Bhagavatam.
10 subject matters means?
Yes.
Dasamud. What do you 10?
There are different. some places they say one thing, and another place they will say it is something else.
Well, you say
I can't remember exactly. I've seen in a couple of books different explanations of what the 10 subject matters are. They are not the same.
What do you say? Instance. Example.
He doesn't have example. He just remembers from his reading that he found some different explanations of those 10 points, or what the 10 points
What are those 10 points?
Like sarga, visarga, ashraya.
Sarga, visarga, ashraya.
All these 10 topics of the Bhagavatam that Bhagavatam discusses.
Maybe different standpoint from the Ramanuja school, Shastra school, different school, different angle, different angle of vision. But from the Gaudiya angle of vision, we have to consider.
Are those 10 points found in the Bhagavatam itself? Are they listed in the Bhagavatam? Those 10 topics. Are they listed in the Bhagavatam?
Are they?
Found in the Bhagavatam in the 12th canto?
12th canto? I don't know.
A list of the 10 topics.
We have to deal with it separately. And then we can say. We can give, give our opinion if any practical item is placed to us. And what are the different views? Angle of vision, different angle of vision. If you put the particular example to me, then I can just give my decision there. Maybe viewed from different plane, from the plane of the karmi, plane of the jnani, yogi, and then the devotional angle of vision. Partial representation and then wholesale accommodation. Maybe different in this way. Local and absolute. And then local means small locality, bigger locality, more spacious in this way, maybe from the angle of vision. Of the men, from the Kshatriya, from Brahmin standpoint, from the godly standpoint, from Brahma standpoint, from the standpoint of Shiva, Loka. In this way it may vary, or local. And that must be accommodated into universal conception of the thing. There it will be harmonized. Local and absolute. Local may be small and big.
Has any anthology been written by any of the acharyas on these that incorporates these 10?
The acharya is also a very uncertain term. The acharya of the Karmakandi, acharya of the Jnanakandi, and the acharya of the Bhakti school. Acharya means one who practices some truth and preaches that, and takes from Veda. Veda is also full of different class duties. In Veda, so many duties of so many classes are enlisted there. So from one standpoint, another competitive study amongst those findings.
Is there one book that has been written by the acharyas, by any of our Vaishnava acharyas, that incorporates these 10 topics, taking verses from the Bhagavatam to explain each topic?
I do not know those topics, but this Dasamul, the very gist of the all different planes of teachings of Bhagavatam has been presented. In Nimbarka Sampradaya, Dasamul, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur also given Dasamul. 10 different kinds of principles contained in Bhagavatam, he has written in so. amnaya praha tattam harinya paramam sarva shaktim rasabdhim tad bhinnang sangsta jivam prakriti kavalitam tad vimuktangsta bhavat vida vida prakasam sakalam api hari sadhanam shuddha bhaktim saddham yat priti me vattu buddhisati hari gaura chandas svayam sa. The 10 principles in Bhagavatam, drawn from Bhagavatam by Mahaprabhu, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written Dasamud, explained them. Hari is Gaur, Hari Gaur. It's Hari Gaur, Hari Gaur.
Do you believe that there is going to be a nuclear war in the world soon?
Hmm? He's asking if you believe that there is going to be a war, nuclear war soon.
We are not concerned with that. Not concerned with that. But the war is always, the greater war is always existent between Maya, the science, and the science. What you call science, we call it science. Krishna conception is science, and all the rest is science. The fight is always going. So many birth and death passed, and so many births and death is waiting in future. We are in the midst of that. So many dissolution of the whole solar system has occurred. But I am still lingering with my life. Many, many solar system dissolution passed away, and I am living. How? Where? That is to be solved. The wholesale solution is necessary. This is pertaining to this body only, not even to the mind. Very slight. But I am above that. There is a war. The theosophists, they believe in mental system beyond this body. They won't be affected much. They live in their mental plane. The war may demolish the whole physical existence. The mental system, which we find in our dream, that will be left intact. Some contamination, some change, but mainly intact. The bombshell cannot kill the mind, only the body. So with such seriousness of war, we have to engage ourselves in search of Krishna Loka. Bhurbhuvasvam Mahajanatapa Satya Virajabamha Lok. That seriousness, with that seriousness, well, we are told, any moment I may die. Thinking this, engage yourself in the quest of Krishna. What of war? Whether it will come or not, we don't know. But my finishing, the body, the finishing of my body, that will come surely. War may not come, but I may be finished without war. That is enough for me, and that is enough for everyone, that his physical existence may be finished any time. With this idea, start your searching for a plane of life where you can live in a very happy mode, happy way. Yadgatra no nivartante tad dhamo paramam mamo. From there, no fall is possible into this mortal world. Try to find out that side. And who can live on that side that is living within you and your proper self is there? This is all wrong conception of your identity. You are not this. This body does not represent you properly, nor your mental system that also changes, dies. This also dies, mind also dies. But within that, your proper self living. And find out a happy side for your soul to live in there. That is reality, and this is all imaginary. So be honest, be sincere, eager to search of Krishna, and thereby searching of your own self in the land, in the plane of Krishna. That is not only destructible by war, but no natural force can do any harm or slight to you. And it is at your discretion, where you try with that sort of earnestness, be serious in your quest. It is not imagination. We are living in the world of imagination, but we must try to escape from this world, to get out of this world of imagination, this maya, illusion, misconception. That is the problem. The problem is there. The problem is imagination from the land of death. How to remove us, our dwellings, from this plane to a plane where war cannot do anything wrong. In the word means very general death and destruction. But individual cases always occurring, always happening, that the result of war, that is death, individual. Not a collective destruction, but individual destruction is always taking place. And amongst the atoms consisting this body, always dying. Some new nucleus are coming and some old dying. Everyone. This mortal world, some sort of thing, always dying. The nation. Individuals are dying till the nation lives. Nation lives, but individual persons are dying, very useful, non-useful, all dying. Still nation lives for some time. Again the nation will die, then the earth will die in its course, everything will vanish. And again it will come from the subtle plane of karma, inner tendency, in this way. But we want to get out of the whole self, death. Not only including human beings, but even the trees, even the insects, worms, everything. The rishis in the scripture, they have tried their best to arrange relief.